Good morning. How many days before Christmas?
11.
12.
12? What is today? What's the date today?
13.
And Christmas is December 25th. So 13 minus 25 is 12. You are real close. You got Christmas Eve. All right. So the countdown is on, and you gave your list to everybody, right? Do you have a tree in your house?
Yes.
Christmas tree. And what do you put on your Christmas tree?
Decorations.
Decorations. Any particular kind of decorations? No, you just put decorations on. Do you have lights on your tree?
Yeah.
Why do you put lights on your tree? All of a sudden you're quiet. You have no idea why you put lights on a Christmas tree? Do you know why some people put an angel or a star on the top of the tree? Yeah. Let me give you a hint why we put lights on a tree. We just read in John's Gospel that Jesus Christ is called the what of the world?
Light.
Very good, yeah. Jesus is the light of the world. Do you know why we put lights on a tree? Very good. Excellent. See, there's a Christian reason why we put lights on a tree, because it's supposed to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. Why do we need light for?
To see.
To see, yeah. Obviously, you've been walking around in the dark at some point, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
No? Well, then how do you know we need light to see? You've been in the dark. At nighttime? Sure you do. And you know what a light does. You have. We've all been. He is. Well, if we're scared of the dark, what do we need?
Light.
That's right. Why is it scary to be in the dark? There's no light, but who cares? Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. So you don't need the light. Until you run into something and stub your toe, right? Or hit your nose or get hurt, right? Oh, that wouldn't be good, would it? You had a dresser fall on you?
Uh-huh.
Good grief. I'm glad you came out okay. But yeah, we need light because you might run into the dog and your dog will bite you. You step on it and it squirms and you fall or whatever it may be. We need light to show us the obstacles in life, right? So that we stay safe. We need the light of Jesus Christ to show us the obstacles that hinder or prevent us from following him. And so he dispels the darkness, physical darkness, right? Like at nighttime. But there's another darkness that the Bible talks about, and that is evil. Evil can also be referred to as darkness. How do we know what is evil? We don't know what is evil unless we know what the light is. Okay? The light is? Very good. And where do we find out about Jesus?
In the Bible.
Very good. And what does the light represent on the tree at Christmas? The light of the world, Jesus Christ. And I mentioned the star. We have a star. He's the king. But the star would represent the star of Bethlehem, wouldn't it? The star that guided the wise men to Bethlehem to find Jesus there. All right? And he's also a king. So there's all kind of neat things that symbolize Jesus as the light of the world on our tree. And we bring in a tree, a green one, to remind us of everlasting life in our homes. Okay? All right. Why else do we need light? Any other reason? No? We don't need light for anything. We just need the Lord's light to guide us through this world. You are very welcome. You're welcome.